and
off.
Awesome
podcast.
Hey man, you want to play some video games?
Scott!
Bob! Let's go.
On your mark, get set, terrible.
And welcome to another episode of the B&S Awesome Podcast. This is the second part of our talk about Warhammer and painting, I guess, is our miniatures in general. I'm joined by none other than Matt and John, who I talked about previously. I, like, said that you guys had kind of gotten me into Warhammer along with Bob, my other buddy, and just how I've really enjoyed, like, painting.
You're talking bad things about me?
I talked all the bad things about John and just John.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I don't know. What was your guys' like first minis? Do you remember? Because I put it into the context that I'm baby's first mini right now at 36.
My first miniature minis I got was my first army was Imperial Guard.
Okay.
And I thought they were going to be easy to paint, and I still have not finished that army actually.
Where were you, Matt?
That would be for 440k Necrons.
Necrons. They're yes. Sweet. I like the Necrons. They're a little. They're kind of like the Flesh Eater's Court. Kind of deranged.
No,
lunatics.
Not really.
No? I thought. Okay.
Basically, what happened with them was they were born on a star, basically on a planet whose star was bathing them in constant radiation.
Okay.
So that cancer was just part of their genetic makeup.
Oh, weird.
Basically, they struggled to try to find a race called the Old Ones who actually create other races.
Okay.
They thought, okay, maybe these guys can help us cure us. And the Old Ones are like, no, we don't like to interfere.
Oh, nice. So did you said you started with Necrons, though?
Yes.
And how old were you guys?
Yeah, how old were we?
I was 18, so that would have made you...
Like 20-something.
22. I think by the time I got back, that's when you really started having your Necron army.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of jealous that I didn't pick an easier 40k army like Matthew did. Matt picked a really good army to start with. Like, very simple, easy paint schemes you could get done in huge amount, done pretty easy. I think just by having a simple army like that as your first army really boosted, like, his confidence in his painting, because it's really cool to see the multiple armies he has and the progression he has done throughout the years compared to me, where I'm just way too much of a perfectionist on my army, so I have restarted that Imperial Guard army like 4 or 5 times and changed the color scheme.
Yeah.
How many armies you got have, Matt? I'm curious.
Necrons, Grey Knights, Orcs.
I've played your Orcs. They're fun.
Yeah. Nurgle, Khorne. I still got to finish assembling it all.
Yeah.
But I've got the boxes and stuff for it. I spent like $1,300 this weekend on Khorne.
Not on porn, folks. That's on corn.
Yes. Also, Slaves to Darkness as well for the fantasy. They're kind of like chaos worshippers, but they worship all of them, all the gods at once.
Okay.
Chaos undivided.
Yeah, no. But you have way more than just that. You got Tyranids. Like,
oh, Tyranids too. I forgot about them.
Well, here's the question, though. Did you guys start out, bought the whole army? Was it you two specifically? That, like, you bought an army. And then you guys started playing?
Yeah, and then we had some buddies that kind of got into it too. With one guy from, who's out by Raymond actually. He runs his own comic hobby shop now as part of this. His name's Austin.
Nice. That's wicked. And that was the start of you guys playing?
Yeah, he was the dirty towel player.
Well, to be fair, like, I just had extra money at my job because it was my first real paying job. And I've always had, my brother had friends who played the game. And I always wanted to play it because it was more... I'm more in it for the game than painting the models. Okay. But now I enjoy painting the models. It's just harder to find the time to complete an army. Like, I tried for a tournament in AOS. Like, I got a good amount. But perfectionist of me, like, I couldn't have mistakes on it.
I know. That's how I feel. And, like, for me, I've enjoyed the painting side of this so much. And I think that's kind of like was a good introduction for me. Especially, like, you guys being like, hey, maybe look into getting a 3D printer. Like, me and Bob discussed, like, how Games Workshop is a giant ripoff and they're pieces of shit.
Yeah, talking to the guy who just spent $1,300 on their product.
Yeah, I'm sure you get it. I just...
It's not that they're a ripoff. They had created these things for you to play.
Yeah.
It's the part where they force you to... If you want to go into a tournament, like a real Games Workshop tournament, you have to play their figures only.
Yeah.
And that's where it's frustrating. Because the problem is with 3D printing, there's so many cool sculpts out there, models. Like, I'm looking at a cool Berserker here that wasn't Games Workshop. Other people can put in the work and design something just as good or as high quality.
Exactly. And
usually easier to put together.
Like, I showed you what my Xenomorph pyramids
exactly
look like.
They look so much nicer.
Oh, absolutely.
That was another thing. Like, we were like, the fact that they look double as nice.
Can't remember what the heck you call that. The zombie dragon I have.
Yeah.
His base model of... at Games Workshop doesn't look even a quarter as cool as that.
No, not even close.
And I'm like, I'd rather support somebody that is out there making their own designs. Does that make sense?
Yes, and the reason I picked that one too, because it's your first army, figured you'd probably appreciate a good showcase model.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'd put that up, like, in a display. Like, I really like
it. But too bad someone got you crap.
Somebody got me crappy paint.
Spray paint.
Who could that have been?
I don't know.
Who could it have been?
Well,
it'll be forever unknown. John!
Yeah.
No, that's okay.
No, that's another thing. Like, I think that's a big help is proper spray paint. But for models, it allows you with 3D printer, like, because of that, you could easily go print off another one and make it that showcase because it looks great.
Yeah.
It just can't do the next step on it, which is shade. And that was
exactly the
only thing I wish it could, because then it would bring out all the extra definitions that Matthew's printer has
with
his Mars 8K. And that's kind of the disappointing thing is that I know it could be so much better, but I led you astray by
that's
giving
okay.
you a crappy spray can.
But that's the other thing. If you don't make mistakes, you're not going to learn.
No.
So we both, I was in for it. Like, I was like, oh man, we found like a little bit cheaper paint. Let's try it out, see how it is. I was 100%. But now we know. We can use that paint for other stuff.
Yeah, that would be great for terrain.
Exactly.
Because terrain is meant to look a little rougher. A
little textured, a little blotchy. It'd be great paint. The other thing I was going to ask, have you guys played any other version? Because I know that there's Age of Sigmar, 40K, 30K. I don't know what the other ones are.
There's Kill Team.
Kill Team.
Which is basically unit on unit. There's a lot of additional rules for that. That's a whole lesson unto its own.
But that's an easier one. Like, for my Kill Team army, I actually have it fully painted.
Yeah, and I had my orcs fully painted too, my orc team.
Yeah, it took us like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and we were playing with fully painted armies, which is a weird thing. Yes, I was using the Imperial Krieg or a Krieg army, but for me, having a fully painted army and playing on the board was nice.
Table, let's just say it now. Well, it's not a board game.
Kill Team is kind of more of a board game. They give you a board, you get their terrain, you set it up the way they kind of
have asked you to. Okay.
So it's more of a board game. It's an easier way to get into 40K, and I know Age of Sigmar has a game for it too. Warcry, I think it is.
Yes, Warcry, yeah.
But did you guys ever...
I haven't tried Warcry, no.
Like, I know, like, even Age of Sigmar, I don't think, John, you had didn't have an Age of Sigmar army, did you?
No, I had to sit there and bug him and bug him and bug him until he finally gave in and said, I'll give it a try.
And then I printed out the biggest dinosaur an army can have in the Seraphon.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that freaking thing.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I tried putting it up against my Skaven army.
Which I also printed it for him.
Yes, because and he ended up eating half the army in one bite.
You told me about that. That's hilarious.
My heart was broken.
No, it wasn't. You just cried slowly inside. But that's usually how most of the games for AOS went, unless I'm playing your Nurgle army. Because I had a Gloomspite Gitz army gobble, and it just, I cried. I was so stoked to bring the gobbles.
Yeah.
And then you brought Nurgle and just...
destroyed you?
Megakin. Well, Megakin was the top army in Gloomspite Gitz.
Yeah, they used to be way better than they are right now.
Gloomspite Gitz are kind of... Well, not now. They're supposed to be good now. Squigs are all rage. But that's the army that I'm going to actually start painting up with my wife. We're going to each paint a unit and then play it.
See, that's cool that you and your wife do it too. Like, I'll be honest, my wife would never play. She'd be like, that's okay.
Sam actually agreed to give it a try?
Yeah, no, but it's the Grots, or the Gobble she wants to play, because who wouldn't want to play a bunch of cave-dwelling goblins that whole purpose of life is to rob things and eat mushrooms that make them see shit.
I feel like that's kind of like a lot of people's just life in general.
Yeah. That's the world we live in right now. Who wouldn't want to be a degenerate?
Nope. I don't know. I just really fell in love with painting. Matt, you were nice enough to give me that book on how to paint with the Citadel paints and stuff. It's eye-opening. So I posted onto, it might have even been the Showcase website, and it showcases a comic book slash...
It's a typical comic shop.
It's a comic shop, hobby shop. It has everything you want. It's in Lethbridge, Alberta. If you're close there, go check them out for sure. But I posted it to their Facebook page. I had done one of the leaders of the Space Wolves. I can't remember which one. It was in one of the boxes you had given me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'd painted him up. I thought I did an okay job. It was like the first time I had actually painted an actual figure.
Oh, the first time, so...
Right.
Remember my first times too.
And everybody was like, sure, that's not your first time. And they started posting pictures of their first times, and I was like, whew. Like, it looked like my 10-year-old could have done a better job.
But you gotta think, a lot of these people have been playing since they were 10, 14.
True enough. They're not 36.
Yeah, they haven't grown into the technique. Like, my first Imperial Guard army was blotchy, and that's probably why I tried to repaint it 3 or 4 times. Like I said, Matt's Necron army was a nice, easy choice. He followed the steps in that book.
Yeah,
it wasn't like the most outstanding, like show top worthy paints jobs that he does now, but it was simple. He could paint a metallic, put an oil wash on it, put some green highlights, and it looked great.
Oh,
and it
sure.
was yeah. perfect for just starting, because he had a fully painted army on the tabletop within a couple months.
Just a little, I'm actually red-green colorblind, so it's a real challenge for me.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Gee, so when you're painting like the Nurgle army and stuff like that, do you have...
I look tutorials and I go back, I watch tutorials to go through it, and then I figure out my own personal formulas that work for them.
Okay. Do you ever struggle with painting other stuff? Like, just because... Yes. Honestly, colorblindness is a freaking hard thing, yeah, especially when you're painting.
All green, and I just went and started up an all red army, so we're going to see how that goes.
The reds don't look right.
Well, me and my brother are both red-green colorblind. To the point where my brother came up when he was back in high school on St. Patrick's Day, came up wearing a full brown outfit, proud saying, thinking he was wearing full green.
That's awesome. But at least that's funny. I just, when it would come to painting, though, like, especially because... I'll be honest with you, Matt. Matt paints an outstanding painter when it comes to miniatures.
Well, thank you. I try my best, but...
Yeah, your best is pretty good.
Your best is better than, like, 90% of people. I would say you're, like, top 10%.
Yeah, no, like, Matt, honestly, like I can't give him enough credits. It's been amazing to watch how good a painter he has come from, like, that Necron army. And he's even redone some Necrons in the newer versions that's, like...
Oh, man, and he did that glow? Glow on
no,
them?
No, no, yeah. They look, like, outstanding now. Like, they're...
Yeah.
And he's gone through and... Actually, I think he's just bought in a whole new bunch of infantry and just keeps his old one now for just kicks and giggles. But he has restarted them multiple times, and every time he's improved, improved, and improved.
Way to mention my pile of shame.
Your pile of shame is huge. But I can't complain or say anything. My pile of shame is huge, too. Most of my AOS armies are 3D printed, and I get a base coat on them.
And for me, there's my army. Matt, you gave me a gigantic set of Space Wolf stuff that I'm still putting together.
Yes.
So the hard part for me at the start is, like, pieces go together a certain way. And Matt went through, he had opened them, looked at them, and then threw out the instructions. So... I'm going back in there trying to, like, put them together, and I'm like, I don't know where these pieces go. So I have to, like, look it up online, then spend a few minutes and put them together. And I genuinely, like, couldn't thank you enough for, like, helping me out with that army, because it's so cool.
The first getting into the hobby is a pain in the butt. You don't know where to go, what to do. It's really hard just trying to get going. Having somebody to actually help give you a good start is a huge help.
Huge. So... me and Bob were talking about this. I find it a lot harder for kids to get into, though, now. Man, at the price points that Games Workshop has, and the paint price points, like, for, like, hafties and stuff, like Citadel, Vallejo, Army Painter, like...
Yeah, no, and I think that's why Games Workshop does do games like Warcry and Kill Team, because you just need one box set of the infantry, and you could play the game.
Okay, that makes more sense.
So see, you that's... don't need a full squad or yeah. like 500 model or 30 models or 40 models to build a list. Like you don't, you could slowly build that army.
Yeah.
Because we're not all going to be players, like competitive players. Some of us, like me and Matt, go, I think the rule cool. If we really like a unit, the way it looks, or if it has one really cool ability, we're just praying that, to the dice god that it goes right? off during the game. That one ability, oh. 90% of the time. And it's the worst when it fails. Like, I remember this last tournament, I ran the High Elves. Lumeth Realm Wards. And I had a whole army printed off for the Stronghold Castle. I had Teclis. I spent 9 hours on the Griffin part. It looks amazing. And then 2 weeks before the tournament, I learned that it was shit army. It would be useless. And someone else actually brought the army to the tournament, and they came dead last. Almost.
That's true.
But we played Light of Aetherion. I played against Matt Magerkin.
I was still learning how to do that army, so just a heads up.
It was my second game with my army too, Matt, so you can't even complain.
You can't say that! Fight!
You've had Megakin, and you have played games with them against me multiple times.
Yeah, but in my defense, in the new book they did, they've changed radically how they work.
Yeah. But no, I was able to kill the Glockin in by round two. Just by the abilities of Light and Aetherion, and I was super stoked. Everything in the dice went well for me, and not well for Matt.
No.
But then in the tournament, I went up against a zombie dragon, and every time I tried to use those abilities, I did not get my way. And I got, Light and Aetherion got spanked hard. Like, he got sent back to Slaanesh to be punished easily.
Slaanesh loves to punish.
Especially those elf souls.
Do you know what Slaanesh is?
No.
Well, there's the four chaos gods. There's Khorne, which is murder, rage, violence.
Yeah.
There's Nurgle, which is disease, rot, decay. There's Tisnech, which is scheming, lords of change. He's got plans to that span out thousands of years in the making.
Okay.
And then there's Slaanesh, the god of pleasure and excess. and pain and suffering.
Jeez. And so what are elves good at? They love pleasure, they love playing, they love being anxious or a-holes and stuck up people. So elf souls are the most delicious to
elves. Yeah, in the 40k version, basically elves are like psychic powerhouses, and back in their old society they got very hedonistic
and arrogant.
And they decided to have one big old orgy at one point, and the energies they're all giving off all at once ended up giving birth to a whole new chaos god, Slaanesh, which ended up devouring all their souls.
Jeez.
And also did that in Warhammer Fantasy with the High Elves in Age of Sigmar.
I have a question. 40K or Age of Sigmar? Or 30K?
I love Age of Sigmar. I enjoy 40K, but I love Sigmar. He is a 40K guy through and through, almost.
I like 40K because in my mind, like, Age of Sigmar, it's fun, but all you do is throw your armies at each other. You're really not, unless in the tournament, it was, if you didn't have a lot of spells, and if you weren't crippling people with spells, with mortal wounds, you weren't winning the game. And if you had no defense against mortal wounds, you might as well gave up on turn one.
So it was less strategical.
It was and it wasn't. Like, there is strategic if you have abilities that, like, to stop things. Like, if my things all went well, like, every single time, but that never happens. My army was too... It was a 50-50 chance. I won two out of the five games. Two and three. But the two of the games I lost would have had it gone to turn five to be decided. And there's just no time in that short period of time for, like, me, who's just barely getting used to AOS. Like, me, Matt... tried to get, like, games going in it, but it's
more or less, you know the systems better of 40K than Age of Sigmar.
Yeah, that, but then I like the aspect. You have units that are just strictly, like, shooting.
Rifle units, yeah.
And you have these multiple units that have key roles in the job. Like, with Tau, I love playing Tau. Matt hates it because he hasn't figured out how
to... Matt's just shaking his head.
Fishman commies.
But, like, I don't use them... Like, when I started, Farsight Enclave was the thing for Tau. Like, get your enemies close, trap them, surround them, shoot them up quick and closer combat. So like you set up traps to pull them in. And so Matt one time brought a whole death roller with orcs and a whole squad of like 20 boys that couldn't take out 3 stealth shoots because they got a hit on 6s.
To be fair, I played the boys quite well the one time when we all played together. We tried to have like a 3-way game. Yeah. And the boys were messing up. What the heck was your big thing, Matt? Remember? The boys came in, crashed the truck into it. Then all hopped out.
The screamer killer.
Yeah, and then charged. They all charged. And we messed them up real bad.
Oh yeah, that's what orcs do best.
They're looking for a good scrap, but if they can't get out in scrap, they're
not good.
They're not good. No. If they can't hit the target, they're not good. That's where stealth suits win the day.
Painting wise, I know that you guys are both different on your painting. I know Matt is a Citadel fan, loves his Citadel paints. And you're amazing with them. Whereas John introduced me to the speed paint, and I love it for me because it can get more detail on the mini with less work. Does that make sense?
Well, also the reason why I use speed paint compared to like the contrast paint of Citadel is it's a lot cheaper, and I've had less kids spill the jar.
Right.
Open. It's more kid friendly. And it's, yeah, like I said, a lot cheaper. But there's certain parts of the Citadel contrast paints which are nice, like for your highlights and details.
Yeah.
And the crevices, you wouldn't have to put a shade on if you use the contrast paints because they will fill in and they'll be actually darker in the crevices.
Oh, okay. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I do love the contrast paints. I often use them in combination with the regular paints as well for layering effects to get certain effects going.
Yeah, because like, honestly, you do really good effects in your minis.
One of these days, I got to teach you how to do custom bases.
I know. I have actually looked at the custom bases. I was down in the States recently, and I was looking. Like, they had like the little sand, the little bags of sand.
Trust me. I can show you how to do some amazing custom bases.
And then Bob was saying that what he does is he keeps all of his like extra parts, and then he'll use those extra parts for his bases.
That's what people refer to as a bits box.
Yeah, that's what he called it. Yeah, bits box. Yes. I was like, oh man.
I've got mine painted a cardboard box wrapped in duct tape, painted silver.
Yeah, he said it started as like this little tiny box, and now he's got like a Tupperware tub full of it.
Yeah,
I wish I just had a Tupperware full of it. I have like 4 boxes, 1 box per army.
No, like a big...
No, like a little Amazon package.
Oh no, he's talking like
a
tub.
That's a bin. That's a plastic.
A tub bin.
Tub is like a little...
This is a tub.
You can put your leftover on it. No, that's a recycled bin.
What's that?
You calling me a tub?
Yeah.
Matt's a tub.
But yeah, no, he was telling me like his is in a bin, I guess. Sorry, tub,
yeah.
Bin. And he said like it's crazy how many extra pieces you have. And then he's like, what he was saying was that he would throw little pieces or like, no, what is it? Not pieces.
Spurs.
Where you slice pieces into other figures.
Oh,
Kit bashing.
Yeah. Kit bashing, yeah. He said he really enjoys doing that.
Oh yeah, kit bashing is good if you got the right selection of bits.
Yeah, he's like it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, I kit bashed my 30K army. I did Elf Elysian, so for the Praetor, I think it is like the commander of the army.
Yeah.
I had it set up with I took the spears from my they're not judicators, are they? Or what is... They're the new spear guys from Stormcast Eternal, because I got that half of the Age of Sigmar block.
Speary stabby guys?
Yeah,
I think spears. That was exactly what they were.
Yeah, totally. Speary stabby guys. They have shields. I have a really cool one that's on Reddit, painted, really nice. And then, I took the spear tips, and so I made him have a dual spear like Alfurius, his Primarch.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, you could take different bits, like, because everyone will have plenty. If you do buy Games Workshop models,
yeah.
They're going to be plenty. Like, and if I need something, like, if I know Matt has something, like, I have stolen bits from his Grey Knight army.
Yeah, stolen. You just walked into my room and said, I'm taking these.
No, I need to.
Shut the fuck up, Matt. I'm taking this shit right fucking.
My Deathwing needed those thunder armor hammers. You did not. And you have not faced those thunder hammers and received the punishment for trying to say no.
The punishment for saying no.
He hit you with a big rock, didn't he, Matt?
So now that this is on recording, we can finally prosecute John for beating you.
I have not beat Matt. If anyone can press charges, it's me for Matt.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
No, I've had some angry moments with him.
I could see that.
Yes. I've got, actually got something called Asperger syndrome. I'm stronger than I actually people realize. So when I get really ticked, I kind of get that, it may sound bad, but special strength.
Hey, it's just, I'm going to go out there and say this. It's just like, if you're black, you can say certain words. If you have that, you can say certain words, Matt.
Yes.
You are all good.
Like, I'm really, really gentle. I don't like, I don't work out and I don't get mad, but I don't get mad at anybody. When I'm really pissed,
watch out.
There's not much that can actually stop me. That's when I get really pissed. I get scared about getting pissed.
Right.
I'm actually afraid of getting mad and hurting people.
Well, yeah, but it's good that you're cognizant of it.
Oh, absolutely.
But don't let that get wrong. Me and Matt have definitely also fought in over games in Warhammer about terrain pieces and things that stuff that should not be happening. Because one thing's for sure, we're both very sticklers on rules, and we play by our own rules sometimes.
You want that rule? Well, this is my rule.
Yeah, pretty much.
I remember this one time. I had this piece of terrain. I said, Matt, this is just flat on the ground, or this is up a bit. This piece is here, and I had most of my army behind it, and you wouldn't be able to see them, but I had to take them off. Because it was blocking for some reason. It was something stupid. And Matt's like, I'm going to shoot these guys. They're like, Matt, you can't. There's a piece of terrain there. It's right bloody there. You can't see my guys. We had to move it for a second. No, I can see them.
I can see them clearly. As far as painting goes, what do you think are like the... What do you think is the best thing about buying Games Workshop
Nolan
painting?
Nolan Oil and Agrax Earthshade.
Yeah.
Shades are huge.
Shades are huge.
Those two in particular.
I have the Agrax...
That Nolan Oil for metallic. Nolan Oil for metallics. Athrax or shade for everything else.
No, Athrax, if you're using like brown, reds, yellows, or
greens, it gives it that dirty look.
It gives that nice, it adds an extra brown. But if you're using like a dark purple, you don't want to use earth. Yeah, you could do Nolan Oil.
Druchy Violet.
That might work too. Like, you got to match the tones with shades, certain shades.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
One thing that I did right when I first started was I thought that I should watch videos on YouTube. And I think that's almost the worst thing you can do.
No. Absolutely
not. It depends on who you watch.
Just wait. So, who's the big guy that always paints?
Well, there's a bunch of people I follow. While you search it up, I'll say, if you're just starting out, watch someone like Goobertown. Goobertown Hobbies. He's great. It's enjoyable. It's kind of corny, but he paints really well. He can paint really well. Don't get me wrong. It's not like he's a beginner painter, but he breaks it down the steps really easy for beginner painters.
Squidmar.
He's really good.
Yes.
Squidmar is a unique kind of painter. He's really talented, and he's put in a lot of effort to become that good.
Yes.
But if you watch his big, quick paints, two-hour time limit... He will show you techniques to paint quickly but really nicely, which is huge.
Yes, but I found that I found it too...
Well, because you want to match his skill. I get that.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like for first-time painter...
I say watch Goobertown.
Yeah, and I was just looking, actually. When you said Goobertown, first video that popped up was one that I'd watched from Goobertown.
For beginners, too, a really good one is the actual Games Workshop paint tutorials.
Yeah, but he's only painting one model, and that's my problem with that, is like, he could take the time and he goes through the actual steps, and Matt, this is the benefit of your Asperger's. You can follow those steps quite quickly, and that's why your painting...
Oh, no, literally just sit there, it's like, this is what he did, so I pause, and I sit there and go over meticulously to learn how that particular step.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next one.
I think that's what John's saying is like that you will meticulously dissect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but if you're just beginning out and you're trying to match those, you're not going to thin your paints. You're not going to do all those different things that you've learned elsewhere, right?
I mean, like, say 10-year-old Scott goes to get some minis and I go, hey, Matt. Matt's been painting figures for a while. What are like some of like the key basics?
I would sit you down and with a model and have paint side by side with you to show you the very basics of it, such as you need to have a water pot, you need to thin down paints.
Yeah, but I mean, like, as in, like, this is a, so say we open a games shop.
Yeah.
Somebody walks in, buys a thing. Hey, what, I just started. What would be, like, what are some, like, little tips? Like, because I found, like, watching those videos, like, it's a lot of...
I would, to answer your question there, I would sit down, make sure you get some half-decent brushes, a dry brush, yeah, a layer brush, and a fine detail brush.
But at 10 years old...
Yes. That's my problem, is, like, at 32, I still don't layer.
At 10 years old, you're not doing a good paint job, no matter what anybody tells
you. I know.
But if you're going to suggest a dry brush, like, one of the best things I learned on it, just go tell them to go to the pharmacy and buy some makeup brushes.
Oh, yeah, those are fantastic for it.
Yeah, like, they're like, $10 cheaper. They're way more. You get 4 or 5 of them in there. But it's, my thing is that, like, yes, teaching them the steps, if you could have the time to teach them the steps, like, you're going through,
yeah,
that's preferable 100%. Than watching a YouTube video. But if they're gonna watch a YouTube video, like, someone simple, like, I wouldn't suggest Maniac. I like Maniac. His art paint models are really good, but he's an example of a person who's very perfectionist on his paints and doesn't finish the army completely. He has a lot of armies that aren't finished. And then you got Ninjan, who's also really good at painting, but he sets some high goals for himself. Like, he has steps on stuff that he does, and then he pushes it to the limit. He's like Matt in a way where he's not happy with just the basic 3 coats or 4 coat thing. He wants to add trim, he wants to add that layering, he wants to add those finer details.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know, because I was thinking about that. I was like, if I was whatever, 10, 12, 13, whatever it was, whatever age, and I just started painting, I'd be like, honestly, if my son wanted to start painting, you know what I would tell him? I'd be like, get some speed paints. Thin layers, primer, thin layer of what color you want on your top, and then you do the next layer of, like, say, I have ghouls here.
Yeah.
And you do it, one piece is green. Paint them all green. Yeah. Paint your 5 ghouls green, like your body parts. And then, oh, you have the loincloth. Then do your loincloth, right? And it's just like, the reason I like the speed paints is because it makes it so that somebody like me, who's never really painted much, it gives us a quick way to get something finished.
In reality, a quick tutorial to get people painting, that kind of like the method I showed you.
Yeah.
We just thrown a Zenithal highlight. We wanted to get these armies tabletop ready for this tournament. So it was one of the quicker ways to paint. But there's a quick contrast speed paint system that's close to what we did, but you just do dark color, or it's called Slap Chop.
Okay.
And it's a really simple, if you have a little bit more time than we did.
Yeah.
It involves dry brushing, it involves everything. You use a black or a dark spray paint, rattle can. You spray paint it dark, and then you go with a gray, dry brush gray all around the model, just hitting the high spots.
Okay.
And that's a good technique to learn, because, like, when it comes to layering or dry brushing later on in your life, it helps. Because, like, my Alpha Legion army that I have, like, 15, 20 guys out of the 60, because, like Matt, I go out, and if I want to get into something, I buy a crap ton more than I should at the start. That's...
Yeah.
Or I 3D print crazy for me, and Matt can have a game on the weekend with a new army.
Yeah, same sort of thing when me and him first started doing Magic the Gathering. Like, I think it was him and one of my other cousins ended up like, hey, try this out. So I went into the store and literally dropped $1,000 on Magic cards. Like, hey, so what do I do now?
Right? See, and I'm the complete opposite. I want to research it. I want to read about it. I want to go through all the little details that I can before I buy anything. And then when I buy it, I'm going to buy it in small sections.
See, I'm like that too with everything else in my life, but with miniatures.
Except for miniatures. I went hard.
No, it's bad. It's like, Matt, it's the exact same way. We read into an army. We love the lore. We fall in love with everything about that. Like, you can ask Matt anything about any of his armies, and he will go into full mad detail.
Yeah,
of even the simplest small character, the whole story and background about it. Like, I've learned about the Glotkin 4 or 5 times since Matt has built it and painted it.
And repainted.
Like, it goes on and on. But I'd enjoy it because I enjoy the lore. That's another reason what brought us into the game, I think. And I think with Matt, both of us, I really feel bad because I took the World Eaters, but he's taken the AOS Army of Khorne, so it works out. But back to painting, though. We could get way off topic.
One big tip for painting, if you are starting to get going, do batch painting.
Yeah.
Do big batch.
No, like or a unit at a time.
Yeah, so basically you got five models, you do the same step on all five, then you move on to the next step on all five.
Yeah, that's how I did my...
Yeah. Yes.
A
lot of people, when they first get into it, thinking they got to full paint every single model successfully.
Do you think that, like, your love of, like, painting has, like, it started as nothing, right? Did you start, like, being like, you know what, that kind of looks cool, that miniature looks kind of cool, I'd love to paint that? Or was it like, I like the game idea, painting's just something that happens with it?
For me, it was mostly I gotta make these look good or I'm gonna get laughed at. That's how it started off with me.
Yeah, but you weren't really that good with your Necron army. I kind of... The Imperial Guard stomped you a few times.
The smack talk.
Only a few.
Hey, I just remember the last time you faced the Imperial Guard. What happened to your orcs?
Don't want to talk about it, okay?
They hid behind a rock.
There was no rocks left.
And what about you, John?
To be honest, like I already said, I really got into the game because I really liked the models. And I really liked the fact that you controlled an army in that. And you made the decisions on the tactics. But, like I said... Watching my brother's friends have their armies, like one showed me his Space Marine army that he was doing a custom legion, and it was just a custom, created the whole lore. He was really good with English and really good with his words, so it was really cool. But the whole army, he based it off after the Third Reich. I know that's terrible, but trust me, this guy
is nine.
It's just a history buff, and it was cool. It was a neat army. I was into history of World War II at the time, learning it, seeing it. Just fell in love with his painting. Like, he was very good at painting. It wasn't like my first models, but he's been doing it for a while. He had a whole Warhammer fantasy army, too, and so did his other friends, and they would play that on the weekend. My brother would join them to watch them. That's and you cool. could see one of their households when you walked up to their front doorstep, all on the basement window ledge. There was
all Warhammer.
A whole dwarven army for That's fantasy. Cool. Just spread out. It was cool. The painting was cool. It was the fact that it drew me to, because it's something you could do on your downtime. You had nothing else to do. Like, say your friends or nothing. Like, I got a good amount of tanks. I had friends come and help me that I didn't know play Warhammer. Yeah. I tricked my wife. I didn't say it. My nerdy stuff. I married her. 3 months later, I unpacked it. But...
No!
I was like, yeah, I'm a nerd. But that's a different thing. But, like, the painting, like, it's something that me and her can do together. She kind of hates it because I could get very tedious when it comes to painting. Like, Scott hates painting with me.
I don't hate painting with you.
Well, you did. Yeah, like, I don't want to screw it up. I don't want to do this. And you did. And I was nice. I didn't say anything about it. But I just fixed it later. But that's just the way it is. I'll let Matt speak. I spoke a lot. I guess.
No, that's okay.
No, I got one thing to say.
Okay.
Blood for the blood god.
Blood for the blood
Skulls
god.
For the skull throne.
That's wicked. I love that there's so much lore and stuff. So
yeah, don't get me going. I'll rant on for another 2 hours.
As I said before in the other podcast with Bob, we're going to do 4 parts. So this is part 1 is painting. Minis painting. Part 2 is going to be the game itself. Like rules, iterations, changes, because I know that's a contested thing about...
Well, that's the thing. Like, my AOS army that I was planning on building for this tournament, up till 2 weeks before...
What's great.
It was the most dominant army. Like, yeah. Teclis was the biggest nerd, and no other nerds could stop him.
Yeah.
And I was prepared to rule the keep.
But yeah, so and then we're going to do one on lower, too, and we're going to try and put out a video of doing some minis. I don't know if you guys are interested in that, but we can figure it out. Anyways, for the BNS Awesome Podcast, I'm Scott.
I'm John.
I'm Matt.
He's actually Matthew, motherfucker. But that's her different story.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, thanks for listening.